Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to reality.
Today, what are we covering today?
Mob Wives, Season 1, Episode 4.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? You're gonna find out.
I like how they point that out when Renee says it, but not when Karen asks the entire state of New York if they know who her dad is. You know him?
You know him.
You know him. Sammy.
Sammy the Bull.
Sammy. The Bull.
The Bull.
That's Mr. Bull to you.
That's Dr. Bull.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why the fuck is Karen not in witness protection?
That's a good question.
Riddle me this. How and why?
I mean, she's just out roaming about literally on fucking television.
The whole family. Like, why weren't you put in witness protection?
You would think that that would be a thing. Like, that's what they do on The Sopranos. If someone's a rat, they put the whole family in witness protection. Well, yeah, typically they do. I was thinking of someone who got murdered.
Do you think maybe because her dad was so high profile, like, maybe people already knew who they were, so it, like, just wouldn't work?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened with that.
Maybe they just denied it.
They were like, eh, you guys can go fuck yourselves.
Doesn't your life get paid for if you're in witness
Something
protection?
Like that. Yeah, they, like, relocate you to a new, get new identities.
Yeah, but you probably have to, like, agree to never talk to your dad again, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to agree to, like, cut ties with everybody.
Which, sorry, Dad, I'm taking the money.
I'm taking the money.
I also just wanted to point out the amount of times that Renee calls... What does Renee call Junior? Can you hear it in your mind?
My ex-husband. What does she call him?
My son's father.
My son's father. His father.
No matter what situation, what scenario, he's my son's father.
Right.
Let's get into it. So right off the bat, Drita tells us that she knows Renee is mad at her. So yeah. She invites her to dinner. She wants to squash it, which I like Drita. She's always like going in head first. Like,
yeah, she's a real one.
Yeah, she is. She's trying to do the right thing, but Renee is never open-minded.
Renee is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Karen goes over to Drita's house. In her confessional, she says she's more loyal to Renee than Drita because Drita crossed her by marrying her ex.
Oh my God. Like, are we not over that? Like,
I'm pulling a Lala.
Listen.
You got to get over it, baby.
You got to get over it, baby. Like, we need to understand, like, she is in a horrible fucking position. That could have been you.
In my opinion, IMO, the moment you showed up and hugged Drita and played nicey-nice, like, you guys never left each other when you were 18 years old.
Yep.
You needed to get over that.
Yeah.
Like, or it was done. It was over.
Or if you bothered you, that would be the time to have the conversation.
Yeah.
When you finally see each other after a long time.
Yeah. Not constantly still hanging out with her, but having this
like weird vendetta and grudge against her.
I hate it.
Like, Karen, you need to be happy that you're not dating that fucking... He literally looks like a fucking baseball glove now.
Also, you're more loyal to Renee, who up until 2 seconds ago was
fucking
calling you...
hated you and calling you a rat. And your father? Like, I'm sorry. You guys are fucked up. Something ain't right with you guys.
They see, like, there's always, like, fucking smoke when they're looking. Like, they can never see what's fucking going on. Like, it's so clouded by the most dumbest fucking shit.
It reminds me of fucking, like, Vanderpump Rules, where, like...
Doesn't everything just remind us of Vanderpump Rules?
One second, they'll be, like, fine. Honestly, yes. One second, they'll be fine. Then, like, someone will fuck someone's other fucking something. And then, like, they're all hanging out again.
Yeah.
Just like this new season is going to be crazy. But
anyways, oh, my God, you guys. Season 11 is filming right now. I cannot fucking wait.
It's going to be crazy.
Rachel's there. It's going to be so hard to call her Rachel.
I know. Rachel's there. Tom's there.
Worm with a mustache.
Worm with a mustache. Poo-poo heads.
So right after meeting with Drita, I'm sure this is edited weird, but Karen moseys on over to Renee's house to stir the fucking
pot.
She reminds Renee that Drita said that she wanted to wring her dumb neck.
Oh, my God.
Like, why are you bringing up the fight?
Why are you starting the shit?
Her son's father's in jail. Why are you talking about Drita trying to fight her? And apparently Renee didn't hear that. During the fight at Carla's party, she did not hear Drita say she was going to wring her dumb twat neck. And the dumb part really got to Renee.
Yes.
Not the wringing my neck.
Not dumb, dumb twat.
Like, I think that's what she said. That's fuck. What it looked like.
Yeah.
She calls Drita right away to cancel the dinner that they planned.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. With the caretaker, Karen, the smirk. Oh, she's so fucking shady.
Yeah. Karen is a fucking snake for that.
After I just said I wanted to be friends with her. Never mind. Yeah, I forgot Karen, about this
take
part.
Back. Take your fucking facial expressions and fuck off.
Your cue cards. And she said something to you at that party. She said she was going to
ring your dumb twat neck. She said she was going to ring your... I'm sorry, can you...
What can you flip the next card?
Flip it.
What were my lines?
Line? Your dumb twat neck.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Renee says she wins the mafia wars because Lee is not a real bank robber.
Oh my. You guys, this is so fucking stupid.
And Karen was like, no, I might win. Because my dad, do you know him?
The Bull. Mr. Dr. Bull.
Capital B.
Capital B.
ULL.
Captain Bull.
Mayor
Bull. President Bull. Treasurer Bull.
Oh my God.
Treasurable CFO.
It was just like Renee.
Like, we literally.
Oh, I want to fucking punch her. Like, she really thinks she's fucking cool.
I know. It's really annoying.
Lee's not a real bank robber. Like, is that supposed to hurt somebody's fucking feelings? Like,
okay, but he's like literally in jail for that. So, I mean, I'd say something was pretty real.
Oh my God.
These fucking bitches.
Now we're back at Carla's house and she's wearing the shirt again. Why? Is this the same scene? Did they cut this up?
Maybe. I feel like they had to have. Like, I feel like we keep seeing the same shit.
The producers need to get better on these shows. Like, if you're going to cut up the scene, you got to ask her to change her fucking crazy shirt.
Like, we're going to know.
I usually don't notice things like that. There's no missing that fucking shirt.
Got to work on the continuity because you can't be doing that.
No. Your fucking fall harvest button up. With a cheetah.
So bad.
So bad. Just as she's wearing the shirt. Her kids are fucking menaces. Do you remember this part?
I think so.
They're wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And her son says, "You're a slutty cunt," to his little sister.
Like, who taught you that?
I said little sister. They're twins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's just like, "Hey, no fighting." Like, I would snatch my fucking kid up so motherfucking fast. If he said
slutty cunt.
I was trying to reach out. I was trying to make out. They had it like S and then the 5 stars and then the C with 4. We know that's cunt.
Or a stupid cunt.
Why would they bleep that out?
Oh, duh. Duh.
Shitty.
Shitty.
It's got to be slutty.
Slutty cunt.
I mean, it could be shitty. I mean, he doesn't know how to swear. He's a kid.
Yeah.
Could say dumb shit. But cunt? Oh, where did the 8-year-old hear cunt?
Cunt. I mean, really.
And Carla? His dad's not even in the house, so exactly. We can't blame him.
Who?
Carla, who are you calling a cunt?
Carla.
The sister? Is she a cunt? Tell us.
Probably.
That's why she wasn't that mad. She's like, oh, she's a fucking cunt.
She is a fucking slutty cunt.
So, is this where Carla's on the phone with the husband? I feel like I didn't take notes because it was a little bit boring, but I remember her being on the phone with the husband. And she's like, your kids are being bad.
Oh, yeah. And she had him, like, on speaker or something. Yeah. And he was, like, yelling at them.
Was like, shut up to his dad on the phone. Oh, my fucking
God. Dude, I'm sorry. God. I would fucking kick him across the room.
100%. I know being a single mom is hard. Definitely hard with two. You would not see the fucking light of day until you learn how to fucking talk to me.
Oh, my God.
And your fucking sister.
The slutty cunt.
Learn how to talk to her fucking slutty cunt, okay? Drita gets the message from Renee. From Renee. We see her get it.
She's literally getting ready. Like,
she's ready. Renee's message literally was like, You're probably wondering why I'm late.
It's because I'm not coming.
But, like, you were already supposed to be there, but you had... It feels all very calculated. You had Karen come over when you were already supposed to be at dinner with Drita, and Karen wasn't invited.
Weird. Weird.
Everything was very weird. Because if this is all in line, then, like, this whole episode is in one day.
Yeah. And which is bizarre.
It's so bizarre. So... Drita is disappointed and she calls Carla to go out instead. Her real bestie.
Real bestie, bestie.
Then we get my favorite scene again, Renee at therapy. Fucking favorite. This is where we learn that she has posted bail for Junya, her son's father. Mm-hmm. And he's been staying at her house. Mm-hmm. And she definitely fucking him. Mm-hmm. She is definitely fucking him.
Definitely fucking him.
Because she's not crying about it.
Yep.
She's
fine now.
Yeah. Everything's great. Fine. Yeah. Why is he staying at her house?
Yeah, why is he not with his girlfriend? That's weird. I didn't think about that.
She definitely fucking him.
Yeah.
Regardless.
For sure.
Carla and Drita are getting their nails done at the scary place again. They get their nails done.
A lot.
All the motherfucking
Imagine
time.
Imagine if it was in one day, they just got their nails done.
They're like, we gotta make this look real. They're biting their nails off. Meanwhile, Carla hasn't even changed her fucking shirt. Drita was not invited to the psychic party.
Yes.
Because is Renee throwing the party? Mm-hmm. Renee's throwing a psychic party, and Drita did not get invited.
Of course.
Carla thinks it's retarded that she wasn't invited.
It's fucking retarded. I can't believe they didn't bleep that.
But we can't say slutty?
Right.
Or cunt?
Come on. At least a cunt bomb.
The R is a slur.
Yeah.
Maybe because she didn't do the hard R in the retarded.
Retarded.
There was no hard R.
Yeah.
It was retarded.
And the retarded. She was talking about
endearment.
Retarded.
It was a term of endearment when there's no R in there. Carla makes a joke that maybe she'll be the next victim of Renee. Because first it was Karen.
Yeah.
Then it was Drita. Mm-hmm. Who's she going to fight with next? Carla's got the right idea. Renee's always got a fucking victim.
Yep.
Always got someone to bully. Mm-hmm. Always trying to turn everyone against them.
First it was fucking Karen.
And she snaps in and out of it. Dude, so fucking
she
fast.
Literally has, I swear to God, she's like bipolar or something.
I think so. Maybe borderline.
Yeah, maybe BPD.
She's not right. It's very scary.
Yeah.
In the later seasons, you'll see that she starts to have, like, serious, like, pill problems. Oh, but it's, like, prescribed. Mm-hmm. But it makes everything 10 times worse because she drinks a lot.
Oh, great.
And it is fucked up. You're going to see some crazy shit from Renee. Like, way fucking crazier than this. You think this is crazy? Imagine her on 12 Xanax, an OxyContin, and a bottle of vodka.
Don't walk away from me, please.
So now we're at Renee's psychic party. The party looks fun. They had really great snacks. Mm-hmm. The psychics.
How staged was that?
Extremely. Very much like the New Jersey Housewives.
Oh my God. Gave me,
oh my God. What was the word?
Endorsement. Maybe. I don't remember what she said.
Right,
that's what it was.
Endorsement. I think you have something coming in the future. Some endorsements. Everyone's face is like,
what the fuck?
But yeah, it was definitely very staged. They might as well have been just sitting around talking with their friend because it was.
It seems like you have like this this toxic person or like.
Do you have a son's father or something? I'm getting
a son's father.
I'm getting an animal.
Like a scorpion.
This is just coming to my... This is just coming to my mind.
You know, like a blanket and the...
Have you ever...
Mr. Bull? The name of...
Bull ring a bell?
Name Colonel Bull is coming to mind.
Like, he's not even dead. How are you hearing this? But I thought it was really interesting. Like, I've seen those, like, card readings and stuff. They had a literal deck of regular cards. Like, are we fucking playing solitaire? Like, are we reading cards?
Oh, my God. You got the fucking three of hearts.
You know what that means? Three heartbreaks you have suffered. And they would believe it. It's so fucking sick.
Oh my god, not the fucking real cards. I didn't notice that.
So everyone's mingling at the party. It was real cards. It was like, looked like they were doing a magic
fucking trick. Ace of spades.
And they had two psychics. Both very scary, exactly what you would picture like a witchy psychic to look like. And the girls were going and getting private readings. Now Renee comes in and goes, I want to get mine read in front of all my friends. It was so scary.
She is fucking scary.
Like, that was a manic moment.
She's my sleep paralysis demon. Like, she's what I see in the corner and I'm scared of.
100%. And like, her lurking. Hair... looked like when Junior got arrested. She had the manic hair. What the fuck? She goes, I want to get mine read with all my friends.
Yeah, she was definitely manic.
Oh, yeah. That was so scary. After the party. Oh, and at the party. So sorry. She does refer to Junior as something else, not my son's father. She says, my husband, multiple times.
My husband.
While he's just coincidentally living upstairs. Probably staying in her bed.
Yeah. Naked, waiting for her to return.
Like, how do you think this works? You think she goes and bails him out, and she's just like, see, you still love me because I do this for you. You know what I do for you? You gotta fuck me now. Or you think he's open to it? He's like, oh, thank you so much. Or you think she, like, forces him into it?
Like, I feel like he's probably into it.
Ew. How? Did you see her?
Yeah.
No offense. Like, I'm sure Renee would be beautiful on some other planet
where we don't have other eyes. Fucking universe where there's no where nobody where everybody's fucking blind and you have like fucking teeth where your eyes should be. But
she looks great.
Yeah, she looks really beautiful in that specific situation.
I meant to say, if I didn't know her personality, I'm sure I would think she's beautiful. That's how I felt about Danielle Staub too. Like, I think she's a crazy hag and she's disgusting. But maybe if I didn't know her, she'd be beautiful.
Maybe if I hadn't seen her freaking lips and her pierced coochie, I would think she's a little more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Out of these girls, who's the most likely to have a pierced lip? If Renee. You know what I mean. For sure.
Fucking.
Oh, no. I can totally see Carla. Yeah. With some weird shit.
Weird shit. I mean, the kid knows the word cunt at 8 years old, so something is going on there. Mm.
All right, so we wrap things up with Renee and Karen out at the bar.
Besties, new besties.
Yeah, the besties are out. I can't even describe what happens. They're just sitting there.
Yes.
At a high top.
Yeah.
Enjoying. I feel like this guy saw the cameras and saw a drunken opportunity.
Yes.
This fucking big ugly comes up with his fucking corn cob teeth. So hideous.
Yes.
And he asks Karen if she wants a dick pic. That's what I got out of the conversation.
Yeah.
It was really strange. Renee took great offense to it.
Huge offense.
So she calls the dude out, rightfully so. Even though Karen, like, that's... He's talking to Karen. Let Karen do it.
Right.
And Karen was kind of like laughing it off. Mm-hmm. Renee was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you know who I am?
Oh my God. Shouldn't fucking Karen be saying that?
Right. You don't talk to a lady like that.
Yeah. So she starts telling this fucking ugly off. And then, you know, he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
So she's going to make sure he knows. She takes out her fucking... BlackBerry starts tapping away on the screen. Away. She says, oh, you're gonna find out. You're gonna find out who I am in 1 minute. As soon as I figure out how this device.
As soon as I figure out how to call my son's father, you're gonna find out.
Yep. So she calls her son's father, her husband.
Who is on parole, by the way. He literally just got bailed out.
Literally like yesterday.
Literally. So I don't even, is he on any fucking parole? Like what?
He was already on fucking parole from when he got out of prison.
Right.
Already on parole. He got arrested in a probation violation and some new crimes. So now he's out on bail, which means he's still waiting sentencing, and you absolutely cannot do anything wrong. Like, if a cop even has to ask for your license, you're fucked if you're on any of those things.
Naturally, knowing that Junior's in this situation, Renee calls him up to defuse a drunken, angry man at the bar.
Between Renee and her son's father, they couldn't rub two of their brain cells together to figure out this was a really bad idea. How many times do you think she's done this in the past 18 years?
A lot. It's probably her claim to fame.
How does she not say that? Or how does he not say that to her? Like, I'm not coming there. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll send somebody else. No. Don't you have friends?
I'm sure.
He showed up by himself, too. Like, you clearly didn't think it was a threat, or else you wouldn't have shown up by yourself.
Right.
And taken long enough for Renee to even come to her own senses, which, never seen that one before. Yeah. So, after she confronts the guy, she calls Junior. She says, you need to get up here. This guy's talking sex to us. And Karen the whole time is like, can I go home?
Right.
Like, are you remembering, Karen, why you shouldn't be loyal to this bitch?
Yeah.
If you were with Drita, she would have knocked that motherfucker out. She wouldn't have had to call anybody.
Yeah, because Drita takes care of her own shit.
She has to. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's she going to call? Fucking Lee?
No, he's in fake bank robber jail.
Fake bank robber. So, Junior pulls up in that fucking white Charger. And did you see Renee? She, like, jumps out of the way like he was going to hear her. She's like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, here he comes. My husband, my son's father's here. You're about to find out who I am. But at this point, Karen's already talked her off the fucking ledge. Yes, like,
thank God.
What are you doing? This dude's going to get arrested.
Again.
Like, are you okay up there? And Renee's like, oh, fuck. This is right. So he gets out of the car and instantly she's like, baby, 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 baby. It's okay, baby. He's over there, but it's okay.
It's fine.
He was talking sex, but it's okay.
It's fine.
Calm down. You're scaring me. You got that look in your eye. You're scaring me.
You're scaring me.
Son's father, relax.
Relax. I know I provoked you and I poked the bear and I got you out here. I made you come out on call.
I'm giving you blue balls. Criminal blue balls right now.
But we gotta just go.
That's the guy right there. He was fucking with me. Don't say anything. And he was like, I'm just gonna talk to him. And him, like, going in the room with the guy and Renee coming out and being like, oh, shit. It was so cringe.
Very much.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. I could not fucking watch that.
Yeah.
And nothing really happened. He talked to the guy. He said, apologize to my wife, basically.
Yep. And that was it.
And that was it.
I wonder what he said to him.
Hello, I'm Junior.
Hello, my name is Son's Father. Nice to meet you.
Son's Father, husband of Renee, Junior.
Husband of Renee, father of AJ.
You want to hear who Senior is? I'll call him up next. We'll go up the fucking family tree.
The ladder.
He's got a bottle in his hand.
Like, he's drinking a beer. What the fuck? He's drinking a beer.
He's making a weapon.
The way she was saying that is so funny. And that's what they kept showing us in the previews before this episode was her being like, he's got a bottle in his hand and he's literally holding a beer,
you guys, drinking it. Like a Coors Light.
Yeah.
Leave this man and his yellow teeth alone. He didn't deserve that.
No.
And she was saying it to provoke Junior. Ex-husband.
Yep. Because she's fucking nuts. She's not right.
Did they show us the end of the fight, or did we just go into the next episode?
I'm pretty sure it was just the next episode. There was, like, no, like, fight.
Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, guys. Newsflash. So, the title of the episode was, Do You Know Who I Am? Answer, no, ma'am. I do not. No, ma'am. And she was really still proud of this interaction. She said, you know who the fuck I am, like...
Yeah, because Junior brought her in there with him, and so we could apologize, and then...
But, like, we don't know who you are. We know you have an ex-husband who's taller than me.
Great.
So embarrassing for her.
Very much. Everything in her life is embarrassing.
I want to watch her watch these episodes back.
Yes.
And react.
Including her Instagram posts nowadays.
She is really bad. Fucking unhinged.
Really bad. The Facetune is really scary.
Everyone look her up. Remember when she was photoshopping herself to be skinnier and it was so distorted? She does a really bad job with Photoshop. But that wraps up episode 4 of Mob Wives.
Yep.
Next week, we will do episode five.
Five.
And then six.
And then six.
And then?
And then?
Seven. How many are in the season?
I don't even know.
I think it's a short season.
Yeah, because it's just the first like Jersey. One.
Yeah. The pilot season.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.